You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers. Wes, exciting podcast today. We are, you know, dipping our toes back in downtown Stockton, talking about one of the cool institutions down here. I'm excited.
Me too. You know, after, you know, I was in the Army for 10 years. And so when you're in the Army, you get more haircuts than you could possibly imagine. But what I am amazed about today is that people, without even being in the military, like get weekly haircuts. I thought, you know, back then you kind of had to, right? I love the art of barbering. Actually, a little known fact, when I was stationed in Germany in the early 90s, the guy that cut my hair there, I was stationed in Friedberg, Germany, and it was the same guy who cut Elvis's hair when he was stationed there. And they actually had a little diorama on the wall with like a lock of Elvis's hair and the scissors that cut Elvis's hair. Because he was already famous, you know, when Elvis was in the Army, he was already famous.
Okay, yes. I actually just watched the Elvis movie and I quite liked it.
Yes.
So I'm now, you remember what happened to me with the Beach Boys. So now I'm going down that same path with Elvis. Committing my life to.
You never Elvis watched the whole facts. Beatles documentary. I'm telling you, that's the one that's
really, I know. It's, I need to intense. Do that one too.
One thing I do want to talk about before we bring on our guest today, though, is first of all, we're just so appreciative of all the listeners that we've had, and such great response. But we want to remind folks that if they could subscribe on the channel that they listen to podcasts and they can give us a review and give us a rating, that would be super helpful. So I just wanted to thank everybody for listening. And encourage your friends to listen, but also if you can give us that subscribe, review, and rating, all of that stuff on whatever channel you listen to us on, that would be greatly appreciated. And Amy would buy you a drink if she saw you in public.
I will. Send me a screenshot, or I'll post that review on Instagram and whatnot. I will definitely buy you a beer if you subscribe and give us a review. It means a lot to us, and it helps us get our message about Stockton out to a wider net because it makes our search better, et cetera, et cetera. So we will take what we can get, and we would very much appreciate it. And with that, so who we've been alluding to is today our guest is Stephen Herter, and he is the owner of the Golden Rose Barbershop in downtown Stockton. Welcome to the show, Stephen, and thank you for taking some time to talk with us today. Very excited to learn about your history as a barber and the history of the shop. So to kick things off, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and your Stockton story?
Yeah, so I'm from Stockton, born and raised, went to Lincoln High School. My parents moved away to Arizona in 2009, I believe, and I went off to school and decided to come back here and open a barbershop.
It happens to the best of us. Where did you go to school?
I went to school in the East Coast.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Okay. So. And you got lured back. I've noticed since I've moved back to town, a lot of the people I've run into have had the same shared experience as us, where we go off to school for a while and try to do our thing, and then you end up back in Stockton, baby. It's kind of the Stockton effect. So we dig it. We dig it. We dig it.
So, Stephen, how did you get into barbering? I mean, what was the interest there on cutting hair and opening up a barbershop here in Stockton?
I think I was always had a, or I always had a fascination with like the straight razor shaves and just the typical vision of that old school barber, you know, giving the classic haircut or the classic shave. And I had gotten injured at work, and my barber at the time had told me, you know, you should look into going to barber school. It's a, you know, it's a really good career. So went to barber school and apprenticed for 2 years, I believe. And that's kind of it.
And that's all she wrote.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I mean, personally, because I've had a lot of straight razor shaves, you know, especially most barbers that I've had in the past, especially in the military, but maybe a little after, you know, when you get that neck shave with the hot foam on your neck and a little straight razor, there's nothing like it. I mean, trust me, you get nervous every time because, you know, you got to be good at
the
that
shaky
stuff.
Hands.
Yeah. Well, because then, especially when they do the, you know, the sideburn trim and a little bit on your cheeks, and you're like, okay, all right, because that knife is, or that blade is sharp. So yeah,
but that's like every movie we've ever watched. Yeah. It's like that's where the climatic part where the razor is on the neck, and it's like, oh,
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they made a whole movie.
Exactly.
But there is something so elevated about that experience that is just different. You know, it's just different than a regular, you know, trimmer shave. So anyway, I love that part of it.
I know, it's very cool. Well, and Stephen, how did you come up with the name The Golden Rose? We love the name. What's the story?
So the original, where our downtown location is, the original spot has been a barbershop since 1917.
Oh,
it was owned by a guy named Frank Rose, and it was named the Rose Barbershop. The old man that I got it from, Don, also called it the Rose Barbershop. So my girlfriend and I were in Europe at the time, and we were just kind of coming up with a bunch of random names to call because we knew we were going to get the space. And she said, why don't we call it the Golden Rose, since we're basically taking over the old rose but making it new. And so she comes up with all the good names.
Hey, that's what we have partners for. Ian, my husband, has like produced like half these podcasts. I'm like, Ian, I need help. Can you come up with some questions? So that's our better halves. I love that. And for those of you who have not been to the Golden Rose, it is stunning. Like, Stephen has done such an amazing job with, because I just actually recently saw some photos on your Instagram, Stephen, of what the space looked like before you were there and after. And he has kept it. It looks like you're stepping into something from the early 1900s. It's very like a time capsule-y almost vibe. It's super cool. These big bronze chairs and just kind of like dark, kind of moody features in there. So it's very cool that you've honored the legacy of that space. So it's continually been a barbershop since 1917?
Yeah, since 1917.
God, that's so cool. I wonder if that's got to be one of the longest like running institutions in downtown Stockton. Like, I would be curious to know what has been a, you know, deli or a whatever that long. So over 100 years, that's very cool. And Stephen, what has it been like being downtown for you? I know you're on San Joaquin Street. There's a lot of cool stuff that's happening between the Courthouse Plaza building and the Red's Coffee and everything else on that street. How's it been being downtown for you?
It's been really good. I feel like it's given us kind of the freedom to grow, since there isn't much downtown yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're allowed to kind of do whatever we want, and there's no one that we answer to, really.
Well, it's cool. It's like you guys get to be this like anchor, not just like a business, but you guys have kind of like created a culture down there for what it's like to be on that side of downtown. And I don't know, I've seen you guys all out there like hanging out, and it seems like everyone's watching out over people's, you know, businesses and what have you. And I don't know. I like the momentum of that little downtown corridor down there. So it's very cool.
So, Stephen, I talked a little bit about what I love about, you know, just that experience at the barbershop. But so let's talk a little bit about this luxury men's grooming. So what is it like to get a haircut at the Golden Rose Barbershop?
Whenever someone asks me that, I always tell them it's an experience. There's, you know, probably over 100 barbershops in Stockton. But when you come to the Golden Rose, you're going to get an experience like no other. I've traveled, you know, all over the world, just kind of watching other barbers do their job and taking bits and pieces from everywhere I've gone and try to incorporate it into the services that I offer.
So how would you describe it? Like, can you walk me through what I would expect to get in a Golden Rose haircut?
So there's no pictures on the wall. So, you know, you go into a barbershop, you're going to say, I want number one, or I want a number two picture. Everything's custom. So you'd come in, tell me what you like about your hair, what you don't like about your hair. And I'm going to use my expertise to basically give you a haircut that fits you right and isn't just a cookie cutter haircut. And then all the extras. So you get a massage, you get a hot towel, cologne.
Jesse had me message Stephen yesterday. He was like, oh, tell Stephen to bring the massage gun with him when he comes today. You know those ones that have like the big rubber ball at the end that beat you up? Yeah.
So I always make this assumption, or maybe a lot of people do, right? So I'm letting I always have a short haircut I have for a long time because it's that military thing, but I am finally going to try to let it grow out. Actually, I'm at like 1 month right now, no haircut, which I think only other time it happened was during the pandemic. But so is the assumption that barbershops are only like you're only doing razor cuts and you're only doing fades, or like if someone comes in with longer hair, you're trimming those haircuts too? You're doing longer hair trims and stuff like that too?
Yeah. So especially now after COVID, I had to get really proficient at cutting long hair. Before then, it was a lot of fades, a lot of like the shorter haircuts. And now we're doing layers and we're doing people coming in with longer, shaggier haircuts, razor cuts.
Oh, Steven had to change up his skill set during COVID. Yeah. That's so funny, though. I didn't think about that, but that makes a lot of sense. Because I feel like during COVID, I mean, I tried to cut my husband's hair during COVID, and I thought I was going to have
a new
college.
He still hasn't recovered.
And he was like, we're never doing that again. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I can give you a buzz cut, or I can, try to be cool. Oh, man, well, it's so hard.
When I'm growing my hair out now, I think actually COVID has made that possible, partly because, again, you get so into routine. I was every 14 days I was getting a haircut. I mean, for 25 years, and so I think COVID just allowed it. You're like, oh, you can let hair grow, so I'm gonna try it again. We'll see how it all goes,
need to get it tended to. That's like, yes, the tale, and I haven't figured out long hair, and it looks so scraggly if you don't get it tended to.
Hey, the in between, like, if you're used to a fade and you're growing it, it's a tough transition because you feel a little unkempt, but and you also do beard, mustaches, and all of that kind of stuff too. I mean, people are really into fading beards and all kinds of stuff now.
Oh, speaking of beard and mustaches and products, Steven, you should tell everyone about your little it's not even really a side project, I guess, if it's hair related. So can you tell everyone about the pomade and whatnot?
Yeah, so I own a company called Port City Pomade. All the products are made here by me. We're sold out at the moment because they're made by me, and I have two businesses that I run. So.
Well, just be sure to follow them on Instagram. When he has a restock, he'll be able to, I'm sure he'll post it on there. Yeah. You do all that next door, right, Steven, in your lab coat?
Yeah, we actually moved it to underneath the barbershop now. So it's a little closer. Not that next door wasn't close, but it's even better.
Now you don't have to go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In our freezing 50 degree weather. Yeah.
Was the Port City Pomade brand built in conjunction when you started barbering? Because I feel like that's been around for a while.
So I actually started Port City Pomade to pay for barbering.
Ah. That's awesome. I remember that from the old stock market days.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time out there.
Yeah, we got pretty big during those days.
Yeah. That's cool. You get your loyal customers, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, Steven, there is a second Golden Rose on the Miracle Mile. And according to our research, you opened that in 2021. What made you want to open up a second location on the Mile?
So the Mile location is actually where I got my start. I worked at a shop called Calpine on the Ave. And I was in the very back, which was like this kind of undone little barbershop that I basically was able to create for myself. And so getting the option to kind of go back to my roots, I felt like it was something I needed to do. At the time, it probably wasn't the smartest decision because we had just kind of gotten out of COVID, but it was worth it.
Yeah, the opportunity gave itself up, and how can you say no to something like that? So that's very cool. And I will give a plug for the shop on the Mile too, because I walk by it all the time. Very cool vibe in there, cool chairs, still has a very like old school barber feel, so... they did a really nice job in there. And is there any like major differences between the two locations, or can you get the same services at both?
So the Midtown shop's a little more modern.
Okay.
They're going to still do the same services, but they're done a little bit different over there.
Okay. And are you exclusively at the downtown shop, or are you at the Midtown one as well?
I'm exclusively at the downtown location.
All right. So if you're looking for Steven, you got to head downtown.
So we were checking out your Instagram, and obviously you don't just do barbering. I think we saw some hair coloring on there. What other stuff, what other services do you offer that people may not expect at the Golden Rose?
They're not on the menu, but we do facials. We do beard washing, dermaplaning with the razor.
That is. Do I know what dermaplaning is?
Scrape off your top layer of skin.
Oh, no, no, no.
Come on. It's just dead skin. Right, Steven? Is that what it is? Now I'm like lying.
Yeah, sure it just removes the top dead layer of skin. And
beard washing. I feel like there's not enough of that going around sometimes. You know, COVID brought on a lot of beards. And I'm like, I saw there was a guy that visited me last week, and he has a big old, the guy from Castaway beard.
Castaway.
You know? I'm like, how do you, what's going on there? Because, you know, it does... I don't know if you can, but like wash it with normal shampoo and conditioner, or there are special beard washing stuff.
We make a beard wash that we use, but I mean, you could use really anything for the hair. It's gonna, if you can use it on your scalp, you can use it on your face.
Do you have any opinions on beard oil?
Yeah, I think everyone should buy it, especially from Port City Pomade.
Steven, you better start cranking some out if you're going to put that out on our very popular podcast.
Yeah, I got some for Christmas when I was during COVID. I had a beard, you know, and I got some for Christmas, but I don't know. I don't know what I expected. I thought maybe I'd just be oily all day, so I didn't really get into it. So.
What?
I don't know.
It's so funny because just like I've, you know, as a woman, I've been getting my hair done at a salon for a million years and I've had a million products and a million oils and everything else. And it's now hearing Wes for his first time dabbling in the world of a higher end hair and facial. I'm just like, oh God.
I don't put like, I don't do anything with my goatee and it's like half a beard.
You don't put anything in it?
I brush it in the morning, but I don't because I don't feel like, I don't know if it's lacking anything. I don't know. I mean, we need a goatee consultation.
There you go. I'm sure Steven could offer that off the menu service for you. And then, Steven, we also saw on the, Instagram that you offer classes at the Golden Rose. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I, for my barbers, my team that works with me, I try to do a monthly education for them just to keep our skills renewed, stay up to date on the newest and greatest techniques that people have. And then every once in a while, I'll open the doors to the public and allow other barbers to come in. But I try to keep it pretty exclusive to just my shop.
Well, no, but that is so cool because that just shows the difference between a Golden Rose experience and a Supercut experience or whatever. You know what I mean? Like you're taking the time to make sure that the people who are representing you and your brand and your business are at the highest level they can, you know, potentially be. So that... I respect
that's cool.
That.
I and I actually cool. feel like, and obviously it's a different culture at Golden Rose because, you know, most barbershops I don't think offer professional development because I feel like a lot of times what you imagine barbershops are is people are just renting chairs, but there's not a cohesive brand or thought process on there. And I really get the feeling that at Golden Rose, it's not just about renting a chair, but it's about living up to the Golden Rose experience, right, Steven?
Exactly, yeah.
I also like to think that you're all friends in there, too. And don't tell me if I'm inaccurate in that assumption.
No, we are.
It just makes it that much more romantic, the whole thing, yeah. A little Golden Rose family.
So we were talking a lot about Instagram, Steven. So is that the primary place where people can get your information? And what's the handle people should be checking out and following there?
Yeah, so they can follow the Golden Rose Barbershop Co. on Instagram.
Awesome. And then what's the Pomade Instagram?
The Pomade Instagram, Port City Pomade.
Perfect.
Oh, that's all pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. You haven't delved into TikTok or anything yet?
Not yet. I have a couple clients that have been trying to get me in, but I don't know.
It's going to happen. Steven's got some pretty popping people on his Instagram that you'll feed. You might see some of them on TikTok and other places or musicians and whatnot online. So
yeah, I was going to say, Steven's got they
have a good Instagram presence.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he cuts some famous people's hair, like not famous, Stockton famous, or maybe even more famous. I don't know. Any name dropping you want to do there, Steven?
Maybe not any name dropping, but I do have some clients that are a little more popular than average, I would say.
How'd they find you? Is it all like word of mouth and Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, so Instagram's a big way they find me.
That's awesome.
A few of them are from here or went to school here, and so I was able to kind of snag them before they were big.
Well, and I'd imagine too, being downtown, like if people are coming through and they're doing something at the arena or at the Bob Hope or whatever, and then Steven's coincidentally also downtown, so that makes life probably pretty easy to get a haircut in on the road.
We did feature Steven's barbershop in one of our This is Stockton videos that you can see on our This is Stockton podcast page. There's a link to our videos there. So you can see inside Steven's barbershop. And he is cutting Brandon Leake's hair. So that's not a private thing. You know, Brandon Leake won America's Got Talent. And he's one of our local celebrities. And so we do know that one for sure.
Yeah, love it.
So, Steven, we ask everybody that participates in our podcast the same question. And so we're going to ask that to you. And the question is, where is your favorite place to take someone from out of town when they are visiting Stockton? And it can't be to get a haircut. So where do you, if you have a friend visiting you in Stockton, where do you go? Where do you take them?
I always take them to Mexican food. It's like just a staple. Spot? I like Don Luis. It's just nice. All right. Easy to get
Don
to.
Luis? has nothing to do with the giant micheladas that you can get from there with like shrimp and jalapenos. And
I actually don't drink, so no.
Ah, oh, damn. Well,
so do you have a place? I'll drink one for you. Do you have a place downtown that you like that's near your shop? There are so many kind of little unique spots downtown for food. Do you have any places you go to downtown?
Yeah, so Yasuyani's, that's a good staple, the downtowner. Can't even go to so many different places. Alfalfa's.
I know, I forget about Alfalfa's. We do like Yasuyani, too. Like, we love going there as a team. We especially love that. They have a feta cheese plate. I don't know if you've ever had that, but it is really good. Just a big hunk of feta cheese with some olive oil dribbled on it and some, I think it's cucumbers and some olives, and they give you tons of pita, and it's really good.
That's the good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today and for continuing the legacy of really cool art being in downtown Stockton and on the Miracle Mile. And like Stephen mentioned, be sure to find him at Golden Rose Barbershop online, specifically on Instagram. They have a fun Instagram page to follow. And check out his video at our thisisstockton.com. And you can kind of get a little inside peek of what the shop is like and what the experience was like. So, Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. And with that, we are going to head to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thanks, Amy. The 1960s brought a time of radical change throughout the nation. In 1965, in particular, the events of Bloody Sunday in Selma and the Watts riot in Los Angeles were in the spotlight, and the U.S. was embroiled in an inner turmoil over the rights of blacks and minorities. In Stockton, hundreds of citizens with banners marched down Weber Avenue for the same cause, wanting to open up a civil rights forum and avoid the brutality that was inflicted upon marchers in the South. Reverend Robert L. Phillips pleaded with civic leaders to schedule a citywide meeting to listen to and address the grievances of Stockton's African-American community. The Civic Auditorium became the location where hundreds of citizens met and listened to leaders demanding job training, a Southside Community Center, and other commitments. Responding to the times, the University of the Pacific, led by its then-progressive president, Robert E. Burns, took positive steps with the cause. The Pacific, once mainly a white middle-class institution charging high tuition, opened itself up to create more diversity on campus in terms of student body, faculty, and program of studies. The first step was bringing voices of the civil rights movement to the campus. Campus chaplain Larry Meredith turned Morris Chapel into the chief political forum of the mid-60s. Hundreds of students sat in the pews of the chapel and listened to the powerful voices of black leaders, voices that included Angela Davis and Huey Newton. The campus also took steps to confront racial prejudice and injustice on and off campus, especially in the treatment of Pacific's black athletes in downtown restaurants and when traveling to southern institutions. This all culminated with President Burns, influenced by black students presenting their demands, setting up the Community Involvement Program in 1969, providing minority and low-income community college students in Stockton with scholarships, tutoring, and other forms of aid so they could earn a bachelor's degree. Among the distinguished graduates who benefited from this program are NASA astronaut Jose Hernandez and NASA flight surgeon Dr. Robert Acosta. All this, by the way, from the very detailed book, Competing Voices, A Critical History of Stockton, California, by Robert Eugene Izetti.
That is a great book. I have read a lot of it myself, not all of it, but it is definitely a different look at the history of Stockton. So thank you for sharing that, Anthony. That was great.
Thank you.
And I have read none of it, even though Wes gave me that book 1 year ago to read. And then about 2 weeks ago, he's like, you still have that book? And I was like, sure well, do.
I know
now
a lot about
Anthony has it. Yeah.
I know a lot about Stockton history, but when you read Well, that's why it talks about competing voices. It's not just about the good, bad, and indifferent. It talks a little bit behind the scenes of all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's a recommended read, and it's actually been produced twice. It was actually added to and references, I think, the 1918 pandemic in the most recent version.
I love how it breaks down by era, too. Like, it goes by the 1860s. It goes Depression, war, post-war. It's really well detailed.
No, it's a great book.
Awesome. Swear, before my time is done here, I will read that book.
Sure.
Don't lose it, Anthony.
I won't.
At one point in time, I was like, where's that book? I think Wes gave me that book before I moved to California. Like, I think I was visiting from Idaho, like getting situated for the job, and he gave it to me. So I like had to move it with me to California. And it was just like been around my house. Yeah. So one day I will excel, but that day has not happened yet. But anyways, thank you very much, Anthony.
Welcome.
And with that, we are going to get into some of the events that are going to be happening over the next couple weeks. Very excited to kick things off on Friday, February 17th. Art Expressions San Joaquin is hosting their Super Supper event. So
yes.
I have not been to an event like this before, but I've heard of them. And I believe the artists who are part of the organization, Art Expressions, are all handcrafting ceramic bowls. And as part of your ticket, you purchase a bowl, and then a bunch of like local chefs and like, I don't know, people who are really into making soup. It's like a big potluck of soups. And like, I'm a soup girl myself. Like, I just had this conversation with my friend the other day. Like, I feel very passionately about soup. Wes, correct me if I'm wrong. Well, I probably am wrong. But is there any sort of like judging component to this? Or is it just eat and enjoy? Or do I get to like...
I think it's more of an eat and enjoy. I don't think it's the most, I don't remember any voting, but it definitely is like local kind of celebrities and not celebrity, but you know, prominent people in the community who make the soups. And there are some good soups. And yes,
no one,
you got
to
pace yourself.
No one asked me to make a soup. So obviously I'm not a prominent enough to make a soup for this event yet. But I tell you what, by next year, if I'm not invited to make a damn soup, no, I'm just
you
got
to pace yourself for sure. Because, you know, I think there are 8 to 10 different soup things, soup chefs,
so much.
And you can't eat them all. There's no way.
Oh yeah, soups by VIPs.
Yeah,
I do remember there being a silent auction, and there was some like Marvel and Star Wars paintings, and some of us have been trying to get Wes to, you know, fork over some cash for it, but whatever.
Hey, we're also going to have a live auction and entertainment and wine and appetizers and dessert. So there's a lot of delicious things happening. So you can visit our website and find more information to get tickets. This is happening the day after this podcast is released. It says on their paperwork they will have tickets at the door, but we would recommend buying them as soon as you hear this to make sure you can get in for that event. So again, that's Friday, February 17th at 6 p.m. and it is at the Hilton on Grand Canal Street.
So one of the things that I wanted to talk about event-wise was the Golden Villa Farmers Market. And it is the oldest farmers market in Stockton, 1979. And what's cool about this, we have farmers markets, of course, we're in a big agricultural region, right? But a lot of ours, not a lot of them, but some of them are seasonal, right? But Golden Villa has been happening year round every single Saturday from 5:30 till 11 a.m. if they don't sell out. It used to be referred to as the Asian farmers market because they're really known for having a lot of produce that you can't really find anywhere that the Asian community really likes. Folks would travel, restaurateurs and stuff would travel here to get some of that unique stuff. It's really one of the only farmers market where you can find like duck or fish or seafood in Stockton. So fresh eggs, rice, herbs. I mean, there are vegetables that I've never seen in my life. So it is under the Crosstown Freeway or Highway 4 in downtown Stockton. And you can get a map on our website. It's technically 255 South Sutter, but it's every Saturday. Like I said, it opens up early, 5:30 in the morning, and it is busy. So go check that out. Everything from bakeries, Chinese food prepared on site. You get it. So go check that out. It is like world famous. It was, it's awesome.
Well, that is super cool. I have not been to that farmer's market since I was a kid, and I need to go back because Ian is a big food adventurer. But I used to sell cherries at that farmer's market as a youth. So
nice.
There you go.
Child labor.
Ah, child labor. I know. My mom was like, you guys are cute. You'll sell more. And I was like, okay. Mom, it's so early. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I've been to farmer's markets all up and down between here and San Francisco. But anyways, that's on my childhood trauma. and then the following weekend on Friday, February 24th, the Te Iho Te Ara Nui Crab Feed will be happening at the Italian Athletic Club. And thank you to my friend Lily, who I sent those words to. to tell me how to say them because she grew up in Hawaii and she lived next to me in the dorms and I needed help. So hopefully I didn't totally butcher that. I tried to do my due diligence. But this is a really cool organization. The group is called Aloha by Hands, and they are putting this on in production with a group where the acronyms are BBB and the others are COR. And the Te'i o Te Ara Nui group is a Polynesian dance group. Their whole vibe is family-oriented programming infused with the culture of Aloha. So they're having their fundraiser at the Italian Athletic Club. So you can expect some really cool performances and dancing and desserts. They're going to have a live raffle, live entertainment. I also really like the Italian Athletic Club, not just because I grew up on the east side of town and it's out there, so it's convenient, but I love an old school like hall, like with a big bar and stuff. So I'm like, ah, this is like what my ancestors were doing when they first came to, you know, the States. And I don't know. I just dig it. So that would be pretty cool program for people to check out.
Awesome. And the last thing we're going to talk about this week is Stockton Con Winter. So we know Stockton Con, right? It is a summertime big pop culture fest. And it's huge. I mean, it's massive. It's the Stockton Arena. Well, you know, it was so popular. Now they have a winter con that they've done for the last couple of years. And so that happens on Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th at the Stockton Arena. And it'll be 11 to 5 every day. And I was looking at some of the guests online, and they always have some great folks, but two of my favorites. So Edward James Olmos, right?
Yes.
You know, famous actor, but I remember it was Stand and Deliver he was in.
Stand and Deliver, and he's currently on Mayans MC.
Oh, so you Mayans fans. Mm-hmm. And then also, you may not know Patrick Fabian, but I do. He was on Better Call Saul, and he was the attorney on there. And so if you were at the last Stockton Con, there was also some folks from Better Call Saul there. So no, there's a whole list at Stockton Con's website of amazing guests that they'll be featuring. Plus they also have creators. And if you ever want to buy anything pop culture, from a comic book to a lightsaber to a pop, this is the place to do it. So go check out the Winter Con, February 25th and 26th.
And for anyone listening who may be a wrestling fan, Rob Van Dam, he's a legend. He will be there. So those of you who've watched ECW and WWE, he will be there.
I saw that name and I'm like, who?
So he's a legend. He's a legend.
Nah, legend.
And for those of you who haven't been with us since the beginning of our podcast journey, our very first podcast with Mike Melrick, who is the producer of Stockton Con, both summer and winter. So if you go back in the coffers and find episode 2, you can listen all about why he started bringing Stockton Con into our community and the importance it has to all the people that are involved and whatnot. It's a really fun episode, so be sure to go check it out.
And if you're not doing cosplay at WinterCon, you may want to pop over to StocktonSouvenirs.com and get you a Fantastic Four, Birthplace of Fantastic Four shirt. Ooh, we have them in long sleeve and short sleeve now, and it's a tribute to the Birthplace of Fantastic Four, which is where?
Right here in Stockton, California.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
To see all the events on the city's largest events calendar, please visit visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and you can get everything into your inbox on Wednesday mornings.
Thanks again to our special guest today, Stephen Herter from the Golden Rose Barbershop. I think it's just a great asset in downtown, and I just really appreciate his time today and a little insight into his story and the barbershop world.
Yeah, for sure. We're all about the vibes, and Golden Rose adds a very, it's just, I guess, continually been a very cool vibe in downtown. So we appreciate people like Stephen and their organization who are just keeping it cool down here, man, making it a place that people want to come visit. For supporting Images and Insights, be sure to follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, be sure to follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.